Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has launched a set of strategic portals and initiatives aimed at strengthening the MSME ecosystem, enhancing last-mile credit delivery and accelerating the modernization of rural industries. Speaking at an event in Mumbai to mark the 37th anniversary of the Small Industries Development Bank of India, SIDBI, yesterday, Ms. Sitharaman called for increased focus on the three Fs, fuel, fertilizer and forex, amid the ongoing West Asia crisis, while asserting that the Indian economy remains resilient.
We should please understand the context of these three Fs. Fuel, fertilizer and foreign exchange. And the foreign exchange is for purchase of gold. So we need to understand this, and we also should appreciate that the challenges are more external driven. We must also recognize that India's domestic economic situation remains positive and resilient even today.
The initiatives launched include the SIDBI MacFin Mart, a digital platform to help MSMEs access machinery through a structured marketplace supporting price discovery, standardization and technology adoption. The finance minister also launched the RRB co-lending portal to operationalize partnerships between SIDBI and regional rural banks for improving credit flow in rural and underserved regions. Another major initiative launched was MORE, or Modernization of Rural Enterprises, a program aimed at providing transformational support to 10,000 rural, micro and artisanal units over the next 3 years through cluster-based interventions. Following the confirmed outbreak of African swine fever, ASF at Tulazuma village under Chumukedima district, Deputy Commissioner Chumukedima Paulin John NCS has issued an advisory enforcing immediate containment and preventive measures until further orders. According to the advisory, the area within a 1 kilometer radius of the outbreak epicenter at Tulazuma village has been declared an infected zone, while areas falling within a 10 kilometer radius has been designated as surveillance zone. The advisory stated that movement and transportation of pigs, pork and related products within and outside the notified zones have been strictly prohibited. Slaughter, sale and distribution of pigs and pork products within the containment zones have also been banned until further notice. Authorities have urged the public and pig farmers to strictly follow biosecurity measures and immediately report any unusual sickness or death of pigs to the nearest veterinary office. The Special Poxo Court, Dimapur, has convicted and sentenced a man to 10 years of rigorous imprisonment for repeated sexual molestation and rape of a minor girl at an orphanage in Mezipema. The court sentenced Holotoka Yeptomi, a driver by profession, to undergo 10 years of rigorous imprisonment under Section 376 of the IPC and another 10 years under Section 4 of the Poxo Act. Both sentences will run concurrently. The convict has been remanded to Central Jail Dimapur to serve the sentence. The court also directed the District Legal Services Authority, DLSA Dimapur, to take immediate steps for awarding victim compensation towards the survivor's long-term rehabilitation and welfare. The case was registered on October 21, 2017, following an FIR lodged by the victim. In another case, the Fast Track Special Court, Poxo Dimapur, sentenced a man to 24 years of rigorous imprisonment for committing penetrative sexual assault on a minor in 2020 at Kaibung Village. The court found the accused, Helmin Tang of Kaibung Village, guilty under Section 4 of the Poxo Act and Sections 323 and 354 of the IPC. The court also imposed a fine of 10,000 rupees on the accused, which is to be paid to the victim. In football, India thrashed the Maldives 11-0 in their opening Group B match of the SAFF Women's Championship in Margao, Goa yesterday. The five-time SAFF Women's Championship winners, India, will face reigning champions Bangladesh in their next match on Sunday. And the Indian Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall likely over northeast India during the next 6 to 7 days. The weather agency also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds with speeds of 30 to 40 kmph along with heavy rainfall at isolated places of the districts of Dimapur, Kohima, Longleng, Mokokchung, Mon, Peren and Wokha till tomorrow. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.